Because reading is what?
Fundamental.
This is another episode of Do You Read BTS? I'm Lisa.
And I'm DeLizay. Welcome back. This week we did a J-Hope story called Lucky Fangirl by Miss Hobie on Wattpad. It's MISSHOBIE. So we read the story and we're going to go ahead and give our review.
The story was so interesting.
It was.
It was a lot, but when you read it.
Yeah.
So in the beginning of this story, it's about a girl named Ma that is a BTS friend. She now lives in South Korea, but she's from America.
Mm-hmm.
And she works as a dental assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Although in the book, she kept saying, I'm going to work my way up to be a dentist. And I'm like, how you going to do that?
Right.
So anyway, she works as a dental assistant. And she met J-Hope in the dentist.
Jimin at the boba tea, right?
Yeah, when she went to go get bubble tea, she met Jimin with his girlfriend. What? How do you say her name? Is it, how do you say her
girl,
name?
Girl, don't give me the line.
Was it Wei Young? I kind of.
I just call her Eunice because that's Eunice. What she called her call. I said, yep, her name is Eunice.
I was like, why does she want to go by you?
I don't care, but it's easy for me to pronounce. Right. I don't know how else to say it. You know what I mean?
So he was with his girlfriend Eunice, and Jimin was already giving her the stank eye because she was just like looking at like, oh my god, I just seen another BTS member. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. Like, he's here with somebody. Like, she was just being nosy.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Jimin came to her and he was like, I don't know why you staring, but you need to mind your own business. That's when she found out that Jimin was not who she thought he was.
Right. She's like, he's kind of mean. I don't know what his deal is, but I don't like it.
Right. And so she was like, okay. So I guess he left for her and she left after that, right?
Right. And so once they met, once her and J-Hope met, they
didn't he walk her home after work? He was standing by her job.
Yeah. So he was like, he was asking her if she was a fan. She lied initially, was like, yeah. Oh no. And then he was like, well, I'm gonna walk you home.
Right.
And so he's like, all right, well, you know, we could be friends, right? And she's like, yeah, I guess whatever. She was never really pressed. Like, she was just like, I know who he is and this is awesome, but I'm not about to be pressed over this man because the fans are nuts.
Yeah, but she was silently freaking out.
Silently, but
she didn't let him know that she was freaking out.
Right.
Because she wanted to still be his friend.
Right, and she just couldn't believe that, like, he wanted to be her friend.
Right, because he didn't want to be associated with a fan.
Right.
So once him and her start hanging out, I guess he started telling her how much he did not want to hang around friends. Like, people think he's the sunshine of BTS, but he's really getting tired of being the sunshine and being mm-hmm. fake. And he just wanted to be real around her.
Yeah.
He's starting to get tired of the fame.
Right. And she allowed him to be just himself, which he, like, really, really appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
So
after they started to date a little bit, he took her to a farm.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. So one of their, like, little friend dates, because he kept saying that, like, oh, we're just friends. It's not even like that, like, to the other members. Because uh-huh. they start, like, noticing, like, hey, where you been going? Like, what you been doing?
Yeah,
we want to meet her. Yeah, we want to meet her. And he's like, this is just my friend.
Yeah, but he wasn't telling them at first. He was like, mm-hmm. nothing, mind your business. Like, he was not J-Hope that we know.
Right.
He would just be like, y'all mind y'all business. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's nothing to y'all, like.
Mm-hmm.
But he took her to the farm for like a little date, even though it wasn't really a date, but it was a date. So he took her there, and that's when they seen Eunice.
Mm-hmm. And she recognizes Eunice, and Eunice recognizes her. and Hobie doesn't know any of anything that's going on.
Because so, Hobie don't know about Eunice either.
Right, yeah. So Jimin has been dating Eunice on, like, on the side. Not on the side, but,
since,
like,
they were kids.
Yeah, like, they've been dating for a really long time, but it's been, like, super low-key because he knows that his company wouldn't allow it. Mm-hmm. So none of the members knew about Eunice. So when they get to the farm, Eunice is, like, eyeing her, like, yeah, I know you, girl. And she's like, I know you too, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Hobie gets up and goes to the bathroom or something. And she's mm-hmm. like, hey, sorry about Jimin. He's kind of a jerk sometimes, but you seem really nice. Like, we should yeah. be friends. And then, like, they become, like, the best of friends.
The best of friends. They were so good together.
They were. They were. It was really cute.
Mm-hmm. And so after that, like, I guess him and her was hanging out more and more.
Yeah, so he ends up telling her, like, I do want to be with you. And she's like, you know, I've been holding back, but I want to be with you too. But she, like, resisted for a long time because she wasn't trying.
Yeah, then he finds out that she is a fan.
Yeah, then he finds out she's a fan. So, okay, yeah. So they end up doing this dating thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then they break up, like, not too long after that. But I can't remember what happened.
Me neither, because I don't remember them breaking up at all.
Yeah, because that's how her and Joshua ended up messing around. Because her and Hobie weren't together.
Yeah, they weren't together. That's when she was like, when he wanted to be with her, and she was like, no, this is not going to work. Like, I'm super scared of the fandom. Like, they're going to be acting crazy. So, no, we can't be together. You should just go your own way. And he was like, Ma, wait a minute. And she was like, no, we can't be together.
So she goes out drinking one night with her coworkers. They get wasted. She ends up dancing on some guy. This guy and her have a one night stand. He ends up to be a psychopath. And, yep. And he pretty much stalks her and pretty much tries to cause her harm because she's like, hey, you know, this is like a one-time thing, like I have a boyfriend now, because her by that time her and Hobie are like back there or whatever. He's like, this was more to me,
right?
Like, this wasn't just a one-night stand, I wanted more. And she's like, sorry, too bad, I already have a boyfriend,
right?
So.
And she was like super cold-hearted to him too.
Yeah,
and
he
was like, oh, it doesn't matter, it was more to me, I love you. And she was like, oh, sorry, too bad.
Too bad. You can take that love somewhere else, boo, because I ain't got it here for you.
Right, he would be, like, beating on her door and stuff, and she wouldn't open up her door.
Yeah, so he fell fatally in love with this girl, like, and she's just like, too bad, so sad. It's me and Hobie. We out here.
Right.
Joshua.
Joshua, oh my God. Just when she thought, like, he was gone, he was definitely not gone.
Yeah, he was stalking her. He was doing all types of crazy things, sending her these like crazy letters, all this crazy stuff. And then she ends up going to get a restraining order.
Mm-hmm.
She ends up meeting the detective, which ends up becoming like a really good friend also to her.
Yeah, Jay.
Yeah. So he ends up helping her out, and he's like helping her with, you know, making sure she's safe.
Yeah, because he has a history with Joshua.
Right. So yeah, you go ahead.
The history is that his sister dated Joshua.
Yep.
And when his sister tried to, yeah, they dated as they were young, but she went off to college, and then she mm-hmm. started doing good things, and she was like, he waited for her the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time she was in college, and then after she got out of college and like she was starting her career and stuff, she broke up with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so crazy. He was like, I waited all this time for you, like, you not breaking up with me. And then he started like causing her harm, and he eventually killed her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Jay was like so dedicated with Mom, because he wanted to catch him. He had been looking for him for years, because come to find out that Joshua had been killing every girl he was with.
Right. So Detective Jay tells her all this information. She starts freaking out because she's like, oh my gosh,
mm-hmm.
this guy is truly nuts. Like, he killed your sister. This is nuts. Mm-hmm. So Jay gives her tools to help her be safe, but he ends up finding her anyway.
Yeah.
And they end up... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, he ended up giving her that little red button.
Yeah, the panic button for him to come and find her whenever she needs, because he knows he can't be with her all the times, but he knows if she pushes that button, he'll be able to find her and help her out with whatever danger is near.
Right, so her and Jay set up something where he could, because Joshua started making her life hell by now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they set something up where he could actually catch Joshua.
There's a, okay, so real quick, she has a friend that comes into town. Her name's Lena, and she has a dog that she had got. And so one of the attempts that Joshua did was he ended up going into her house and, like, holding a knife against Lena's throat, and he killed the dog. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yeah, but I thought that was after she tried to catch him.
It might have been.
Yeah, it was after, because she, this is when she first was, like, going on this date with him. Was it after?
Girl, I don't know. Some of these details are a little hazy, y'all, so, y'all, like,
it's so much details that you, like, it's so much details that you will forget some of the stuff, so.
Yeah.
But I think that it was, after the fact, because... Oh, no, it was before, because he did kill the dog and all that stuff. But, like, when she went on that date with him, that's when he, like, disabled her panic button. He was like, did you think I was stupid?
Yeah,
like, he tried to assault her friend, and he killed the dog and hung the dog up by the ceiling fan.
Yes, and her friend was in the hospital.
Yeah, the dead dog was just hanging around on the ceiling fan going around the room.
That's so crazy. I'm like, this is wild.
This Arthur has a good imagination.
Ma'am.
So after that, she, you know, they get together and it was like, okay, we got to catch this dude. So they went on that date. They met somewhere, and then he started telling her why he was so crazy. And he was like, did you think I was crazy? I was going to let you just... call the detective here. I know what you've been doing. I've been sneaking around in your room. I've been sleeping under your bed. I've been watching you take showers. Like, yeah, he was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so she kind of got him to, like, feel like, okay, well, I understand you're crazy. And so come back to my house. And so they went back to his house and they took the bus. He got on the bus. He fell asleep on her arm. She was like, I hope he know where I'm going. He is crazy. I guess when he was walking up the steps to her house, that's when Jay found them.
Right. Yep. And so when they get him, he's like threatening her as he's being taken away, and they end up, I'm going to, like, skip, but they ended up taking him to a mental facility.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where he's supposed to remain, you know, his time until, you know, whenever.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to visit him at a point.
Which was stupid. Girl. Why did she do that?
Girl.
He made her feel guilty, though.
He did. And so she was just like, you know, I was just trying to help you. You know, I understand, you know, you're crazy and you need to get help. But I'm just hoping that you'll understand that and you'll see that. And he's like, I got you. I'm going to get you. This is not over. You'll always be mine.
And he broke her freaking arm.
Broke her arm.
The night she was supposed to go with Hobie to, like, some kind of, like, party or something.
Yeah, because remember the first party that Hobie had invited her to, she didn't go because she had twisted her ankle.
That's the second party.
No, that's the first party. The second party was with her. Yeah, the second party was with her arm.
Mm-hmm.
So all that's happening.
Yeah,
this was such a crazy story.
It was so crazy. Oh my gosh. So he ended up breaking her arm, and then everybody's mad at Ma because they was like, why would you take the chance to even go up there and do that again?
Right.
Like, go through that with him. And she felt sorry for him because he didn't have anybody.
Right.
Then after that, isn't that where Hubby was like, where's she at? Like, she's not here? Or is that the...
Yeah, no, that's the time. So he's freaking out because he's like, I don't know where she's at. Something happened to her.
Right.
And so he calls the detective, because by this point, the detective, they got detective number.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sends the detective, and then they find out that her arm's broken, and he's pissed because, mm-hmm, he's like, you didn't tell me. Jimin was mad because Something happened with
Eunice left. Eunice was like, I don't know what she... That time, her and Eunice was really good friends.
Oh, that's right. And he was like, I'm so sick of you talking about her. You always get to spend time with her, blah, blah, blah.
Jimmy still did not like her at this time.
Yeah, he still freaking hated her. And I felt so bad because I was like, she seemed to be super nice.
But I kind of felt where Jimmy was coming from because it was like, really, all this drama started happening when she came around.
Yeah, which is true.
It wasn't all her fault, but it was some of her fault.
Yeah, it was not a lie.
Yeah.
The only person that knows that her and Hobie are talking are her, Lena, her best friend, Eunice, because she's dating Jimin. And I think JK might know, and Tay?
I think they find out over time.
Yeah.
They find out over time because they went through like a weird spot where JK start liking Eunice because
we have to talk about that.
Yeah, because they met Ma first.
Mm-hmm.
And they figured her out because they made J-Hope like make them meet her.
Yeah.
Cause he was being so secretive. He was just like leaving. They were like, where you being? Like he just mm-hmm. leave. And so they met Ma. I love Ma, except for Jimmy.
Right. Jimmy wasn't having it. Yeah, he wasn't having it.
He didn't like Ma for a very long time.
Right.
They liked Ma. All of them thought she was really super sweet and all this stuff. And so after the fact, that's when they met Eunice?
So that happened later because Jimin was still like really protective over her and did not want anybody to know who she was. So uh-huh. he eventually introduced them, but it was later.
Uh-huh.
So
time skip.
Yeah, time skip.
Eventually, they did meet Eunice, and all of them love Eunice because Eunice was so super sweet. Like, she was so innocent and sweet.
Yeah, she seemed like just a really nice person.
Uh-huh.
And so, when they meet Eunice, JK, like, instantly, like, likes her, which there's a part where I think he said when you first laid eyes on her, and it was, like, somewhere else. It wasn't when they first met. Like, I don't know. Uh-huh. I didn't really understand that part, but, oh, yeah, JK started liking her. So, he's like... Like, I don't understand why she's with Jimin. And Mai's like, hey, you need to chill out because that's your brother and he's in a relationship. You should want him to be happy. You shouldn't be wanting to steal his girl. And right. He's like, I know, but I really like her and blah, blah, blah. And she's just like, no, stop it.
Yeah, because she was the same age as JK. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, I guess he felt like Jimin didn't cherish her enough.
Right.
And so he wanted Eunice. So he loved everything about her.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when Eunice started working.
Oh, yeah. She was working at that restaurant.
Right. And she was singing. And she was, wait, but he was liking her. And that's when Ma was telling her, you need to cut it out.
Yeah.
I know you like her, but she is with Jimmy. Like, don't ruin what they got.
Right. And so, Eunice was a good singer. Like, she wanted to sing all the time, all this other stuff. But Jimin didn't know that she sang. But JK eventually found out that she did sing.
But it wasn't Jimin's fault.
It wasn't Jimin's fault.
She didn't want to outshine Jimin for some stupid reason.
Right.
So, JK went for a walk, and that's when he seen her singing in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
After she was finished singing, he was telling her how good she was and how special she was, and that's when she started getting confused.
Yeah, so she started getting confused and was like, hey, let's hang out. And so they mm-hmm. start hanging out and spending time together. He's helping her with the song, and they end up doing a song together at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Well, that happens to be the time that all of BTS decides to show up.
Yeah, but then before that, when she asked for help for him to come to the farm and help her.
Oh, yeah.
And Ma caught them because she caught Eunice on the phone and Eunice was acting strange. So she went to the farm.
Yeah, that's right.
And Ma caught them. And then they were both mad at her because they was like, you need to mind your own business.
Right.
This is nothing. And she was like, yes, it is. I know what y'all doing or whatever. And she was like telling Eunice, listen, you getting confused. Mm-hmm. Like, you're making yourself confused. Don't do this. Blah, blah, blah. And then JK was like, I don't like you.
Right.
And so you know, even though JK was supposed to stop talking to her and leave her alone, they never did.
Right.
And so that's when she went to...
Wait, there's a part two where, I don't know if you remember, and I don't know the order at which it came, but when they were, when all the boys were at the farm and JK and Eunice kissed, but she told Mai that it was something, like he kissed her on the cheek.
Oh.
Remember?
Before when I first met Eunice,
yeah, and she was like, oh, I didn't tell her like the whole truth, and she told Jimin like, oh, it was just this, and Jimin was pissed at JK for a while.
Right. So Jimin knew how JK felt because mm-hmm. JK tried his girl, honey.
Mm-hmm.
So Jimin was already mad at JK. He never looked at him the same after that.
Mm-hmm. So back at the bar when they're singing there and all of BTS shows up, Jimin's like, hey, what the hell, bro? Eunice is like, it's not what it looks like kind of thing.
Yeah, because when, after they got finished singing that beautiful song together that they sung so great at.
Right.
You know it was good.
Right, there's the description of it is like they were looking at each other's eyes and all this other stuff. I was like, oh, was Lord. Yeah. I'm like, so oh, here we that, go.
But they didn't even see her. Jimmy didn't even see them singing together. It was Ma yeah. and the friend, her friend that just came back into town from America.
Right.
Seeing them singing that song together. And she went backstage and was like, what the hell? Like, what's going on? Like, I told you not to like go there with him. Like, why you keep doing this? And she really was pissed off at Ma then because she was like, they were really like, you need to mind your own business. This was nothing. Like, this right. was nothing. But Ma knew it was something. She was right. getting all confused about JK.
Mm-hmm. And then when all of BTS does show up, I don't even know how
they was in the midst of, they was in the midst of arguing. Like they were loud.
That's where it was. Yeah. They were loud. And so Jimin sees all that and he's like, are you serious right now?
Right. And they had already, Jimin had already knew about JK. So when he see him there,
yeah,
he was in the midst of talking, it really escalated.
Yep. And so Jimin pretty much was like, we're done. This is it. I'm over it. And she's like crying and like, no, it's not. I love you. Blah, blah, blah. And they just leave and she's a crying mess.
Right.
So.
But then Ma leaves after that because she was like, I told you. Mm-hmm. And she just leaves and then her and hubby leave together. But hubby had already told her to leave well enough alone.
Sure did. Sure did.
Because she had already told Hobie what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
In secret, you know, but hubby was like, leave it alone, stay out of it, but,
right,
and that's why I blew up like that. But then hubby, I'm surprised hubby was not mad at her for that, because he took her home and he had his way with her, honey.
Mm-hmm. He sure did. They have this story is, even though it references smut, it's not very smut filled.
No. Like
it's very generic.
It's so no you just detail.
Know, yeah, there's no detail. Like, you know they had sex because it'll say, like, they did it. But other than that, that's kind of it.
Right, right. Other than the one small smut, like, it was so small, but it was, remember Jimmy?
Oh, near the end. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very small. Jimmy and her, like, when she was losing her virginity, but not technically losing her virginity.
Right. Yeah,
that's the only smut scene. But anyway, so after that, I think Jimmy was like, they were both her, Ma, and Jimmy were just not, I mean, not Ma, Jimmy and Eunice was in a bad place. Like, they wasn't talking to each other, but Jimmy was all depressed. And then,
is this when they went to another event and she looked like really, really pretty? And he was like all in her face, and she was like, "We're not talking." No, that's a different time. Never mind. That was before with the arm, girl. I don't know how they got back good, but they did.
Well, you know, he eventually was like, "I can't be without you. I don't even care what happened. I just need to be with you. Like, we can move on." Basically, that's what he was saying to her.
Right.
They got back together very fast.
Right.
And he had already talked to JK and everything.
Right.
So JK just agreed to move on, leave her alone, because he still loved Jimmy and he wanted to be, you know, that was his brother. So they decided to just let him be on his own.
Right. So all this is going on. Joshua is now put away, or has been put away, and everything's kind of seems like it's going well until they start receiving letters. So yeah. Mai gets a letter, J-Hope gets a letter, Jimin gets a letter, and Eunice gets a letter. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I know your secret. So wow. Now they're like, oh, here we go. This is Joshua, blah, blah, blah. And so they start freaking out. Well, somewhere down the line, they end up finding out that it is not at all Joshua.
Yeah.
It is, in fact, another psychopath. So
a real, real psychopath.
Right. So they find out that when Hobi was a trainee, he ended up having sex with this girl who also was a trainee, but she had cancer, and he thought that she had died.
And JYP.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So she was in love with Hobi, and after they had sex, she thought, you know, she wanted more, and he was like, oh, this was a mistake. Like, this was, I really just wanted my career. That's what I'm worried about, is my career. Like, this isn't what you think. And she was pissed over that. And ever since then, she's been killing people. Yeah,
but she wasn't acting like she was pissed to him.
Right, at the time.
She was like, okay, ha, ha, ha. You know, she just left it alone.
Right.
And so he thought, okay, you know, it's good now. Because they didn't figure out that until Jay started investigating all of them, saying, was it somebody in your past?
Mm-hmm. Like,
and that's when Humble was like, well, I did mess with this one girl one time.
Right. He's like, she was so sweet. I can't imagine she would ever do anything like this. And he's like, oh, by the way, she's killed like every boyfriend she's ever had. And he's like, right. What?
I was like, oh, she's not dead.
Oh, yeah. She's alive and well. Dead.
Right. Right.
That was crazy.
It was so crazy because she had sharpened her teeth down to like, her teeth was like
jagged, like sharp. Yeah.
Jagged and sharp, and she was like purring like a cat.
Her eyes looked different, like she didn't look like the same person anymore.
Right. It was so crazy.
Yeah. So this girl, I think it's Shin Mei.
Mm-hmm.
She's ends up terrorizing them, and she's like threatening them and saying that she needs to leave Hobi alone or else. And she pretty much starts like putting in ways to hurt all these people. So there's a part where she goes to the farm, to Eunice's farm, and she like hurts her.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mai goes over there, and Jimin's like there too, and they get into a heated argument, her and Eunice. And Jimin's like, this is all her fault. Mm-hmm. And Eunice is like, yeah, bitch, go. Like, this is your fault. Like, she felt some type of way. So they didn't talk for like a little bit.
They all figured out that, like, even though that it really wasn't her fault,
right,
but they were just mad at her,
right? They it was in the moment, you know, a lot's been happening, so they're like, none of this would have started if you hadn't come in the picture. So they were just really upset because they didn't know really where else to place their anger.
Right, because this Shang Ma, whatever her name is, wasn't even really hurting them yet.
Yeah. She was doing light work compared to the stuff that she pulls later on.
Really light work.
So she's shown up places. She's threatening her friends. They think they're kind of in the clear for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then stuff just goes left.
Well, I think that's one of the, they was like, okay, we got to catch this girl because now she just doing stupid stuff.
Right.
And they went to visit Joshua because the only way to find the crazy is to ask a crazy.
Right. Right.
So they went to talk to Joshua, this time with Jay, so she will be safe and not get her arm broke this time.
Right.
And he told her, oh, I know this girl. I used to talk to this girl. I tried to kill this girl.
Right.
But she was too fast for me.
Freaking nuts, man. They were nuts.
And that's when Joshua told her, okay, she's killed every boyfriend that she's been with and all this stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he told her, yeah, she does try. She strikes, but then she has to go back for a certain amount of time. It may be a minute before she come back and try to strike again.
Right, because he was like, she's really smart, but she needs to like recover. She needs to pretty much plot.
Mm-hmm.
So
after they figure that out, they start like knowing that they just have to be extra protected. And that's when, like, don't Jay get all this extra people?
Yeah, he gets help. Yeah, so then they have to tell Big Hit, because by this time, Big Hit doesn't know about Mai and Eunice. They don't even know that they exist like that. So now they have to let Big Hit know not only that they're dating them, but that they also need this protection, because the detective is getting all these extra people to give them security. And the company's like, well, why are you guys here? Type of thing.
And Big Hit, but Big Hit don't even know. It's just the management that knows.
Oh, right. The management. At right. This time. Right.
It's the management that knows. So the management hired Jay to watch over all the boys.
Right. Right.
And then everything goes great for a long time. And then they go to that freaking, they have that award ceremony or something, right?
They had something, because then they had to come out, like, saying that they were all in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, because before the management found out, okay, we took it all away. We got to go back.
Yeah.
Because then the management found out about Ma and found out about Eunice.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like,
we need to have a meeting.
Yeah, and they were like, you need to break up with her. And they were both telling them, no, we're not going to break up with our girlfriends. But then they understood they didn't let them break up with them. But then that's when she started morphing into other people.
Other people. So they have this meeting, and they're in the meeting, and one of the managers is like, so are you having sex or something like that?
Yeah.
Because we just need to make sure make sure you're not pregnant so we can get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And the managers are like looking at each other like,
that was Big Hit was like, what are you talking about? This wasn't planned. You're not even supposed to be asking this. What are you talking about?
Right.
And that's when Ma looked at her and realized that she was looking different.
Right. And so she kept saying, after the meeting's over, she's telling them like, that's her. She's morphing into people. Like, she can change forms.
And they thought she was crazy.
Yeah, everybody was thinking she's crazy. She ends up getting put on medication, mm-hmm. and all this other stuff. And nobody's like believing her. So then the detective, Jay, he ends up calling the lady that was supposed to be in the meeting. And come to find out, that lady didn't even go to work. Yeah.
Oh my God. I was like, oh my God.
Girl, when I read that part, I was like, oh wow. Didn't even go.
I know. That's when they start believing her.
Yeah, like slowly believing her, but they still don't fully believe that that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, wow, we really need to keep our eye on her because she's getting into these places that she shouldn't be able to get into.
Right.
So I'm going to flash forward because there's like a bunch of stuff, but
I think he discovers, Jay does all this research, and then he calls mine like, oh yeah, by the way, we just found out that she dabbled into some voodoo.
Yeah, she dabbles in some black magic and some voodoo. So what you're saying might be true.
Girl, at this point in this book, I was like, oh my God, how much further can this go?
Girl, that's exactly what I thought. I was like, wow, okay. So we got a morphin girl now. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So she, they kind of just like go through their days still on high guard.
But they still never believed her.
They never really believed her. The only time that anybody starts to believe her and eventually gets it is when Lena is at home with her. And Mai ends up like attacking Lena. Yeah, she's like possessed and she's like trying to kill Lena. Mm-hmm. And she realizes like, it's not her. Like, she can see it. She's like, no, that's something else. Right. And that she convinces her somehow. She stops before she stabs her and she realizes like, damn, I don't know what was going on. That wasn't me. And she's like apologizing.
Right. Which was so crazy because they went on by the night and didn't think nothing else about it.
Girl.
She called J-Hope on the phone. She was like, something crazy just happened to me. And then they just bypassed the conversation. It was talking like normal. Like,
right. Talking about something. They went to sleep. I would have left the house. I'm like, hey, girl, you stay here. I'm going to go get a hotel because exactly. I don't know what you about to do tonight.
Yeah, like, she carried on her day. She went to work the next morning. Everything
was normal. I was like, absolutely not. Couldn't have been me. Could not have been me. I'd have been like, bye, girl. We'll revisit this whole conversation tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Yes, girl. That was so crazy. Mm-hmm. And wow. So after that, that's when stuff crazy start happening.
Yeah.
And isn't that before she went to the award show? Like, nothing happened for a while after that.
Nothing happened for a while, but remember, before they go to the showcase, which is like near the end, when she shows up, the Shin Mei ends up coming to Eunice's farm again and ends up killing Eunice's mom.
Oh, her mama, yeah.
Yeah, so they,
that's
like,
when Eunice was like, Eunice started changing after that.
Yeah, Eunice wasn't the same because she just lost her mom. She didn't know how to act, like she didn't know how to function.
Oh yeah, so that's when they was in hiding. They was in hiding.
Yeah, they were in hiding, yeah.
And they was hiding at Eunice's parents' house because Eunice's dad that was in the army that didn't do nothing.
Right.
Was there. And then her mom was there. So they kind of felt more safe there.
Right. So they're all there and they're supposed to be protected, and she ends up killing Eunice's mom. So they have the funeral. Everybody's like upset. Eunice and Mai aren't really on the best of terms because she's pretty much acting like a complete bitch to her, which
she just lost her mom.
So I get it. So they kind of go through that whole thing, and they eventually like are able to move forward from that situation, even though it was like super tragic.
Mm-hmm.
So flash forward to the showcase where things have been
wait a minute, we forgot to mention this stupid piece.
Wait, what?
It was just put in there. Mai ended up with $1 million necklace from her mama.
I was so confused about that. I was like, wait, how did this happen? She was able to get a house.
Yeah, because the detective was like, your luck just changed. That $1 million.
We forgot a part. It was Shin Mei burnt her house down.
Oh, did she?
You don't remember? She burnt her house down, and then she was like, "Oh my gosh, what I'm going to do?" That then she moved in with Eunice and their family, and then the necklace thing came up, and she was like, "I'm going to buy a house, and Lena's going to stay with me."
Right, and then but
I forgot about that.
But Eunice was so mad about her mama died. Eunice didn't even end up staying with her. Eunice stayed home, but Lena
stayed with her. So yeah, that was real random.
Yeah, it was random. I'm like, okay, she just got $1 million.
Right, from this necklace. So her parents aren't mentioned often in the story because, like, I guess, like, they bring up a little bit where they talk about how her parents were drunks and they never really took care of her, so she ended up getting whatever she needed and moved to Korea.
That's
and
all.
Never talked to them after that. I was
how
like,
she got that $1 million necklace when they were drunks?
Right. I mean, you know, there are ways, I guess. So, yeah, all that happened. And then you flash forward. So everything's somewhat cool. They're still on like high alert because things are really,
really
nerve wracking. Yeah, things are good, but like they still haven't found a girl. And she, Mai keeps having like nightmares and she thinks she sees her all the time. Uh-huh. So she's like, you know, kind of freaking out. Well,
but they still thought she was crazy. It was like, did you take your pills today?
Pills, yeah. She goes to do an interview and she freaks out at the interview. At first she's like doing fine, but then she freaks out because she thinks that Shin Mei's there.
Yeah. And she's taking so many of these pills at this point, she thinking she crazy too.
Right. So J-Hope invites her to the showcase, her and Eunice, and they're like, everything's good. She's like, we're just going to have a good night. But she's like kind of freaking out. And he's like, we're just going to walk the red carpet, blah, 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 blah. Everything will be good.
But she kept saying that she didn't have a good feeling.
Yeah, she kept saying she didn't have a good feeling. They get there. They go into a lot of detail about them meeting other other K-pop
Meeting like 17, GOT7,
Monsta X.
Yeah, she met all of them.
Yeah, and so they were like explaining that and how everybody was like super flirty with them though. Did you notice that?
Like, oh my god, y'all are beautiful. Like, right. Especially Mai, they was like, you're hot. Like, you shouldn't have been with J-Hope. Like, how you
with him?
Yeah.
Like, haters.
Right, for real.
So they take their seats, they're performing, and then Mai starts to hear something, and then she starts to see like little things happening.
Wow, BTS is on the stage.
On the stage, and she pretty much starts to panic. But this is what I was happy about. there's a part where she's like freaking out because she's seeing Shinmi and she is in cat form, I guess. I don't really know if she was in cat form. Well, but at first
she kept hearing her voice and she kept like looking from side to side of it. And when she started doing that, J-Hope started noticing her.
Right. And so
on stage.
Right.
And they were doing butterfly.
Right. So they had this weird look on his face and everybody's noticing like something's wrong. And then she starts freaking out. And then everybody sees what she's seeing. So, which I'm so glad they did because.
Right. Because he was like, one of the guys from Montez was like, what the H is that? Like, what is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Shinmei is coming to attack her. And one of the other, I can't remember who it was, jumps in front of her to try to like block.
One of the guys from Monster X.
Yeah, tries to jump in front of her to block, you know, the attack. And he gets like tossed away like nothing.
Yeah.
And so she just takes off running. She goes into one of the rooms and homegirl bites her. Mm-hmm. So she's all bleeding.
And she told her, she was like hiding in the room with the door locked. She was like, Ma, I know where you at. You either in the closet or under the table.
She's like, I can smell your fear. I was like, right. Oh.
Yeah, it was getting a lot.
Yeah. So she ends up, she finds her, she attacks her. And then
she fights back though.
I mean, she fights back and she hurts her because I think she stabs her in the eye with scissors or glass or something.
Mm-hmm. And then she runs out.
And she runs out. And so they try to find her, but they can't find her. Like, she's gone. Right. So Maya's crying in her arms, but in J-Hope's arms, but he's like, he feels some type of way because they had a good performance.
Ooh, this made me so mad at J-Hope. This made me so mad at J-Hope.
Girl.
Because they was in that limousine going home. And he was like, I don't know how to think about it. And she was like, I just got attacked.
Right.
You seen this happen.
Right.
And he was like, I just don't know what to think, Ma. And I'm thinking, this is your fault.
Right. Right. This isn't even on her anymore.
Right. Joshua locked up. Okay. Right. This is your fault.
Right. So.
And so he dropped her off. He mad at her. She mad at him. She go back to her house and it's dark. The lights are not on. She flickering the lights. The lights ain't working. And that's when she hear her upstairs with her friend, Lena. She's in there trying to get Lena. It's like, where is she at? Where's Maya at? And she's like, I don't know. I don't know where she at.
She's like, I just heard you talking to her on the phone. You know where she's at. And so Maya runs into her room and gets under the bed. And so Lena is like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And pretty much Shinmei ends up before that happens, Lena is in a position where she looks under the bed and sees Mai.
See her.
And then Mai looks at her and Shinmei ends up killing her. In front of her face. So then Mai feels the need to get up and get out and do something. And
now she got all this courage after she didn't watch her friend die, which is crazy.
Right. So she starts to fight Shinmei, and she's like pissed. So she's like going at it, doing the best that she can. But I mean, this girl is not human.
Mm-hmm.
So she's giving her that work. And just when you think that Mai's gonna die, Joshua comes in.
Joshua comes out from nowhere and drags her off of Ma. He was like, come to daddy.
Right. You know, I was so confused about that, though, because I'm like, so he was just standing outside her house looking in? Like, yeah, creepy.
Was watching her fall? They fell down the steps and everything.
Everything. Like, had it been a regular Tuesday night, she would have been for real on the couch and he would have just been outside staring at her. Like, you think about that. It's weird. Anyway.
Yeah.
So he comes and saves the day, right? So he tosses her off of her, and then she's like, yeah, you know, let's attack her together. Like, she hurt you and he hurt me. Let's just kill them both. Like, once I'm done with her, I'm gonna go kill him too. And he looks like he's gonna take the bait.
For real. It scared me for a minute.
Me too. I was like, I can't deal with this.
Right. And but Joshua was like, you really think I'm gonna kill the love of my life or let you kill the love of my life?
Right. He was like, try again, girl. So then he stabs her and they kind of think, oh, okay, everything's good. Nope, homegirl gets up.
Yeah, we thought she was dead. We thought she was dead after that. And then she gets up. And that's when she's like hugging. She's hugging Joshua because even though she's scared to death of Joshua, she feels some like safety in him at this point.
Exactly. Exactly.
She don't really have anybody at this point. So she's hugging him or whatever. And then here she come. She come back to life trying to kill her. And that's when Ma went crazy on her.
Yeah. So Ma ends up like stabbing her repeatedly and dead.
Right.
And she had already alerted, or somebody had alerted Jay to come, so he was on his way.
Slowest
time. He always there in 2 seconds in any other situation, right. But this situation it took him days, it seemed right. Like so he get there, sees what's going on, they get her checked out, all that good stuff. Big Hit ends up needing her to come down because of what happened with the performance. Mm-hmm. Did that happen before?
I think that happened. Oh no, that happened before because it she did was happen so before. She was like in a state. Okay, so rewind. After the performance, they went straight to Big Hit.
That's right. So Big Hit was like, "This is some bull. Do you guys know what you guys have done?
How much it's gonna
we
cost
may be banned."
Us?
Yeah, and they're like sitting there, everybody's heads down, and they're like, "This is your fault." So the boys are all trying to stick up for the girls. Yeah. But and the management isn't having it. And so the management.
The crazy thing about it is Jimmy was taking up for her more than J-Hope was.
He was, and that made me so mad. I'm like, really? This guy didn't even like her.
Right. And so.
So.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say, so he tells the rest of the boys, like, y'all got to get out. I just need to keep these four right here. We're gonna talk to
and they
about
didn't
it.
Want to get out. So guess what? Guess
they
what
didn't.
Did? Call security.
Call security. I was like, damn, that's real. Yeah.
Same
the nerve.
So he made them all get out. All but my J-Hope, Eunice, and Jimin. And Big Hit told them,
Hitman Bang.
Yeah, he told them, okay, you need to break up with them. Who is it gonna be? BTS or your girlfriend? And he was like, J-Hope chose BTS.
Yep.
And Jimmy was like, nope, I don't care. I'm not leaving.
Right.
I don't care. Like, I can go to another company. It's nothing for me.
Right. And he's like, yeah, that's messed up, J-Hope. You really gonna, are you sure you want to do
like,
this?
J-Hope,
and he's like,
stick up for your girl. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, and she's like, I thought you said this would you would never choose your career over me or something
said,
like that.
And
he's like, I lied.
Girl, that made
girl.
Me so yes, he was like, I lied. And then, like, that was basically, he was like, you need to move on with your life.
Right, and so she left. So then she gets to the house, and that's when all the stuff with Lena happened. So none of them know that Lena has died. Right. Well, she hasn't said anything to anybody, so she has, like, a little ceremony thing for her. She gets her cremated, and she decides, like, I'm going back to the States. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to start a brand new life. And as she's at the place, JK shows up. Mm-hmm. And he really cared about
Lena.
He did.
Like, we forgot
really did
to
care
mention
about her.
That he started liking Lena.
Yeah, he did. Like, she always talked about JK.
That was her buy-in. But they kept telling her, you're too old for him. She was only 22, and he was like 8.
Right!
He was like
18
or 19.
Okay.
Korean age 19. So I was like, they're not that far apart. But I guess in Korea, it's just different. I guess the girls aren't supposed to be older than the guys.
I don't know, but they always made a big deal about it, and I was like, this is really weird. And I also thought there was going to be a thing with her and Yoongi for a sec, Lena and Yoongi, because they mentioned him like quickly about him talking to her, but then that kind of like fell by the side. I guess so. JK shows up and he's like, you know, I'm never going to forget her, all this other stuff. And she's like, yeah, well, oh, by the way, I'm leaving tonight. So this is kind of it. So JK goes back to the dorm. He's like, hey, man, get your ass up. You need to go to the airport. She leaves in an hour and you need to get your girl. And so all of BTS comes in. And they're all trying to convince him, like, hey, man, go get your girl. Stop being stupid.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my gosh, I'm being stupid. I love her.
Right.
He gets to the airport. Gosh, this I saw this scene in my head.
And it's so crazy because in the story, the author was like, this broke my heart to write this. I was like, yes, it broke my heart to read this.
Yes, it did. So he gets to the airport. He catches her right before she's about to board. And he's like, my, don't do this. And she's like, save it. Like, I don't got time for you and your bull. I'm out.
You lied to me.
He's like, yeah, you lied to me. He's like, no, you just don't understand. Like, I didn't mean it, blah, blah, blah. She's like, whatever, bro, I'm out. And as he's trying to, like, get back to her, all the fans come screaming and kind of block him. So she gets on the plane and bounces, and that's where the story ends.
That was it, guys. But there is a sequel.
There is a sequel, and so far the sequel is pretty good.
You want to talk about the sequel a little bit?
I haven't gotten very far in the sequel, so...
I'm sorry, y'all. I can't tell you about the sequel because D-Lizze has not read it, and I don't want to ruin it for you.
Yeah. So maybe we'll do, like, an update on the sequel.
Okay.
Because we just have Jimin, Tae, and JK before we can start doing, like, random one. So we'll revisit this one later.
Yeah. So how you feel about this D-Lizze? All
right. So I felt that initially I was kind of bored.
Yeah.
Because it was a good, like, the story was good, but it was somewhat slow. There was parts that were like, you got a lot of information and then it was like nothing. And then stuff would start to happen and then it would go back down.
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't really like pick up consistently until the end.
Right. And then even at the end, like, honestly, guys, like, me and Deez was like, oh, okay, this is getting to where we know it's a sequel, but we're not going to read the sequel. And then once we got to the end, we was like, okay, now we have to read the sequel.
There's just so much I wanted to know. There's so much detail in the story that you guys would honestly need to read it, because there's just a lot of parts that we left out because it was just entirely too much to go through.
Mm-hmm.
But there, if you read the story and you're like, man, this is kind of slow to start, just hang in there. It does. It gets crazy really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And just when you think everything is cool, it's not.
Right.
So I liked it for what it was. I wish there was more smut because, you know, me and Lisa are both smut.
Oh, girl.
Yeah,
we
love
some smut hoes. Okay.
Yeah, we definitely are some smut hoes. So, you know, it would have. But other than that, I think this story was really good.
Yeah.
How did you feel about it?
I'm like you. I felt good. I felt like it really was very slow to get to the stuff that you really wanted to get to. But all in all, it was a pretty good read. But like we said, all the action happened at the end.
Yeah, it did.
Because when at the beginning, where the Joshua thing coming, we was like, oh, it's about to be good. But then after Joshua, what happened with Joshua was like, bland again. You didn't have it. Really wasn't nothing good for a minute. It took a good minute for us to get to J-Hope's ex-girlfriend.
Right. And you know, the thing I noticed about it was there was a lot of detail for things that weren't as important.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a lot of description of the dates or how their day-to-day was going, whatever, them going shopping and all the detail behind that.
I somewhat appreciated it, but I somewhat didn't appreciate it. And it made me think about the Jin story, because then I kind of wanted that in the Jin story, but not as much as it was in this story, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so I like a lot of detail, because some of the other stories that I've read have a lot of detail, but it adds to the story. Like, the story goes somewhere and it has a lot going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like a lot of the detail in this story, although really good and helpful, didn't really add much to what was going on, what pretty much ended up going on in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So some of it was just kind of like them going to get boba tea.
Yeah.
You know, all that, her favorite flavor and all that stuff.
The strawberry bubble tea. Why we didn't have to know all of that.
Yeah, I mean, it was good and I liked the detail, but I think if it was a lot of detail where more stuff was happening,
yeah, like all
I think
detail,
I would have enjoyed
you
it.
You could have replaced it with some good smut.
right.
Because in the story, it was like, and you know what happened after that? I was like, no, what happened?
No, tell me. I need to read the words. I need to know what happened.
I need to visualize this right now.
Yeah. So all in all, a good story. Next week we will be doing our which we're currently reading at the moment. So we will post that story onto our Insta and our Twitter. Once the new episode is up and running.
Y'all, I'm getting so excited just to get to this JK. Y'all have no idea.
Girl, I already know you are.
This is getting closer when we get to JK, because JK got so many good ones. I'm just so excited.
Yeah, he does. He has a lot of stories.
Because It's kind of hard to get to these other stories. We'd be really looking.
Because we want to find one that's good enough to talk about, or
long enough.
Yeah, one that's completed. Well, that's really the issue I found that we have is finding completed stories.
Right.
Because we'll start reading one and then it'll just end. Like the one Yoongi story that we wanted to talk about.
We couldn't. The same language.
Yeah, we couldn't talk about it because it wasn't finished.
I want that ending. I already contacted the author. The author said she's going to finish it when she has time. She's busy. But I did tell her that we were talking about it and we was going to talk about that story one day.
Yeah, we definitely will, because that was a good story.
It was a good story. It really was.
Yeah. All right. So
next week, Park Jimin.
Yes. Thanks, guys, for joining.
Yeah, thanks, y'all.